Discover personally how the Word of God can affect a change in your life through the ministry of Bishop Dykewood Mills. Dykewood Mills is the founder of the Lighthouse Chapel International, a denomination with over 1,200 branches worldwide. He is a healing evangelist and the author of several best-selling books. He is also the pastor of the First Love Church, a campus ministry with over 200 branches. The First Love Church is a vibrant church with young, energetic people full of first love for the Lord. Now listen to Dykewood Mills. That draws us to.
Hallelujah. It's time for the Word of God. Amen. So I want to request those on the street to kindly sit somewhere. Many people I see on the street, please. Just move in, and sit down. Hallelujah. Are you excited to be here tonight? Now, next year is our year of loving God. Amen. And to love God is a great mystery, which we must all attain to. We must all try to come to the place where you love God. Loving God is not easy, because you cannot see God. 1 John 4, verse 20. If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? And this is the commandment we have from him, that he who loveth God loveth his brother also. Amen. So how can you love God whom you cannot see? That is the big question that is being asked here. How can you love God whom you cannot see? And that is a really important statement, because loving God is the first commandment. Jesus was asked, what is the greatest commandment? And he answered in Matthew 22, verse 37, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. All right? And this is the first and great commandment. So this is the big commandment. If you want to know which is the most important, Jesus has, answered that question straight away. You just have to know it's a big commandment. But it's easier said than done, because God cannot be seen. Even the people we can see, when trying to love them, is a problem. You get what I'm saying? And trying to love somebody you can see is not easy. You see that you are trying to love the person, but the person is not loving you. Yeah. And you see that there is a struggle, and that person can be seen. Wow. So this great commandment is going to be a big struggle, but a very important struggle for us, to love somebody who cannot be seen, and somebody who doesn't speak openly. Like, you can talk to him for 2 hours, he will say even a, or even he will not say I've heard. You are supposed to read in a book that he's heard. Can you imagine? Even those who you say I love you, and they say I love you back, it's not easy to love them. How much more somebody you say I love you, I love you, I love you, and the person looks at you like that without saying a word back to you. It's not easy. But Jesus has told us that This is the first and the great commandment. And so all of us must be very interested in trying hard with all our heart to fulfill and obey this commandment whilst we are on earth. Because it's going to be important. I mean, if you are going to do an exam and they tell you that the first question is the most important question, it carries 40 marks. And the rest of the questions all together carry 60 marks. But just question one is 40 marks. Will you not take it seriously? Well, there are so many other questions, and just question one is 40 marks. It means that it is the most important thing for you to think about. So I believe that what I'm saying tonight is very, very important for us. Now, why is it that loving God is important? I mean, it is important because Jesus said it is the first and the great commandment. That's why. But if you want to search a little deeper, you are going to find that loving God as against loving school, loving a boy, loving a girl, loving a country, loving your nation, you cannot compare loving God with loving Ghana or loving Nigeria or loving Gambia or loving America. What is America? Shelley. It's nothing. Loving God is the greatest and wisest thing that you could ever decide to do. Why? Number one, because Jesus said it is the first. Number two, because of a certain number of scriptures which Christians have taken for granted and have thought that apply to all Christians. But I want to show you that they don't really apply to all Christians. They apply to God lovers. One of the verses is a verse that is used when there is a tragedy. There is a verse that every pastor pulls out of his closet when there is something, when something bad happens. Is it not true? What verse is that? Romans 8:28. They will come with a very sad looking face and say, "We know that all things work together for good to them that love God and to them that are called according to his purpose. So don't cry." But in your practical life, you know that this thing, how can it work for good? How can it be good? Unless there is a super miracle. Now, there is a super miracle for certain people. Even bad things in your life will become good things. Yes. Bad things will become good things. Who are those who are going to experience bad things becoming good things? It says, we know that all things work together for good to them that are born again. To them that are Christians. To them that have prayed. No. To them that love God. Loving God brings with it a promise that the bad things and the good things of your life will work together for good. Will all become good. We know that good things become good usually, but even some good things can become bad. Like something good will happen and it's the worst thing of your life. When it continues for just two more years, it will become a very bad thing. like a very good thing, it can turn into a bad thing after 2 years or 3 years. You see that it's become a bad thing. So, wow! I wish I could go back 2 years and reverse. Yeah. So even good things can become bad. How much more bad things, which are already bad and are feeling comfortable being bad? Huh? When you love God, whatever bad thing there is in your life will become the goodest thing that ever happened to you. When we were bombed at Kolegono, it was one of my, I became depressed. I used to drive around Accra and ask myself, what is the use of building anything when somebody can just get up and come in the morning with a bulldozer and just break down the whole place? I became depressed and I was very sad in Kolegono, because to me Kolegono was heaven. Hey, I've never thought of any other place, because I'm always happy with what where God gives me. To be content with what God has given you is a great blessing. Yes. But not knowing that that very Thursday morning, that Thursday, the church was broken down. Helicopters came, bulldozers, soldiers came, broke down the whole front of the church and whatever. That very Thursday, I was taken to where is the Kodesh? That, not the next day, not 3 days later, that very day, somebody took me and said, this place is for sale. And they mentioned some big money. And I've never had such money in my life before. But you see, that breaking was about to turn out for good. That's the promise God has for those of us who love Him. And I tell you that I don't think I can find anybody here who cannot find something bad in your life. That when you look, I say, how can this one become a good thing? Wow. Look at your life carefully. Look at your life carefully. You just think, I give you 30 seconds to think. Or I should give you less, 10 seconds. 30 seconds is too far, too much. 1 second. And you can immediately think of something negative in your life and ask yourself, this thing, how can it become a good thing? But this is the super promise for somebody who is a God lover, who has decided to love God, not to love money or love boys or love countries or love things, but to love God. So when I say it's your year of loving God, oh, you see, these are the implications. It's your year where every bad thing will turn around and become a good thing in your life. That will be your testimony in 2016. In Jesus' name. Yes. That will be your testimony. That will be your testimony. Hallelujah. The second wonderful scripture that enforces the need for us to love God is John 14:21. He that has my commandment and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of by my Father, and I myself will love him and will manifest myself to him. Manifestations. I said manifestations of God's blessing. blessing and power are going to be frequent occurrences in your life in 2016. There is hardly a Christian who has never asked, where is God? Where is God? Yes. One pastor said to me, he said something happened to him and he looked up to heaven and he said, what kind of God are you? That's the question he asked. What kind of God are you? Yes. Because he had been fasting for about 40 days. And at the end of the 40 days, his wife died. She wasn't sick. She just died. And he asked, what kind of God are you? Yeah. Listen. As you serve God, and as you follow him, and as you love him, God will manifest himself to you. And you will not find yourself having to ask, where is God? Because he says, I will manifest. You see, manifest means show. I'll show. You will see signs of God's presence in your life. Yes. Yes. There are many things that I can see that must be the presence of God in my life. If God was not there, even we could not be standing here today. Yes. Because you cannot easily find a place like this. Go around and ask what is in the area. God has been kind to bring us here to a very big place. It's not easy to fill this place. This place is far bigger than the cafeteria. Far! This is not a cafeteria. Yeah. Yeah. So, we are blessed. And as you love God and you keep his commandments, God is going to appear. And you realize that this one, only God can do it. Yeah. Do you understand what I'm saying? Only God. 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 It will happen to you. Yeah. You know, because of the way sometimes people misuse personal testimonies when you preach, it's actually affecting the things that I'm saying when I'm preaching. But I can probably list 25 things that when I tell you, you will know that only God can do. Yeah. Only God can do. I can list 25 things in my life that I can tell you that, and you yourself will agree with me that, Charlie NLA, only God can do this one. That is going to be your story and your testimony. Yes. I am recommending God to you. Yeah. Like, it's difficult to love him, but Charlie, it's worth loving him. Yeah. All other things are nothing. All other things cannot be compared. And all other pursuits cannot be compared to the pursuit of loving God and being close to him. Decide to be a God lover in 2016. And you will see practically these verses happening. Yeah. And you will say over and over. First of all, you will say, it's a manifestation of God's presence. Yeah. One day I was invited to Malaysia. The first time. I didn't know why I was invited. I was in my office and I saw a letter. I've never been to Asia. No, I don't know any. But then the pastor invited me, come and preach to us. So when I got there, in my naivety, I asked the person who picked me, do you happen to know why I was invited? Not knowing that he was very close to the senior pastor, I went and told the senior pastor that he asked when he came out of the airport that why was I invited? Why did you invite me?
So the pastor said, oh, why did I invite you? Oh, I just wanted you to come, huh?
That was the beginning. Nobody told me. You see, there are many things. Oh, this person told this one to, this one said this to do this, this one said this to do that. Now, some of you, you can't even imagine flying in a plane. You haven't seen, your shadow has never darkened the doorway of a plane before. But in 2016, you see something new. Yeah. And based on where you are coming from, you yourself will know that it's a manifestation. Yeah. It's a manifestation. Number three. Another verse that is used commonly by Christians. It's a wonderful verse. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. It says, but as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man, the things which God has prepared for them that love him. Not for Christians. Not for Christians. For them that love him. You see, to see something that has not been seen before, and that an ear has never heard of it before, this is how your life is going to be. Do you see the stars on stage? I have not seen it before. Yes, it's a wonder. It's a wonder. Stars on stage with beautiful concert, music, that ear has not heard it. Ear has not heard it before. And has not entered the hearts of men. So God has things for you that have not entered your mind. It has not crossed your mind before. You see, like some of you, like if I tell you that maybe you'll be the first lady of Ghana, like it hasn't occurred to you before. Do you get what I'm saying? Like maybe you'll be the first lady of Dansoman, but not the first lady of Ghana. Or the first lady of Teshi. Or Nungwa. But certain things have not entered your mind. But God has things which have never occurred to you. Never. It has never occurred to you ever. Ever, ever, ever. Like in your wild imaginations of life, wild imaginations of how things can be. It hasn't come to you before. Eh? It's a blessing for those who love God. I predict that in 2016, especially in the first 3 months, things that you have never thought about will happen practically in your life. In Jesus' name. Yes. Things you've never seen one before. Hey. Get your camera ready for selfies and other forms of pictures. Hey. Honor poses. Honorific events. Places that your foot has never imagined that it will stand. You will be standing there. You will be standing there. I've been watching people struggling to get things. Those things are brought to me. And I will be playing chaskele. Do you know chaskele? I'll be playing chaskele with it. I'll be playing gata to gata. Do you know gata to gata? Chaskele is local golf.
local golf. Yeah. You never thought of it. Never. Hey. When I stepped out of my life as a doctor and I stepped out into the ministry, it never crossed my mind that I will ever leave Ghana again. Yeah. I can't lie to you. I knew I've traveled for the last time. Goodbye. Never occurred to me. Eye has not heard, your eye has not seen. Yeah. Some of you, you know where you are coming from. How many know where you are coming from? It's quite far. Eish. Even the English you are speaking, you learnt it like physics, chemistry. You learnt it like chemistry. It's like this plus this is this. This plus this is this. You learnt it as a subject. It's not something you were speaking. You learnt it like chemistry. Yes. God has been good already. I want you, listen. Don't believe people who direct you away from God. God is the main person. And to love him is the greatest thing. Amen. Now, it is 5 minutes to midnight. So, what I want us to do is, we are going to pray as we cross over into the new year. Stand up. And then after that, I'll continue preaching. Because I have not finished. If you want a mature church where they preach short sermons, I'll show you where to go. Here we are mad for Christ. Hallelujah. Lift up your hands and pray to the Lord that in the year 2016, he will help you to love him and fall in love with him. And love God. God who cannot be seen. God who cannot be seen. God who cannot be touched. You will touch him. You will know him. And you will love him. You will like him. God will touch your heart. What a blessing. Oh yes. Just commit yourself into the Lord's hand as we cross into the new year. It's your year of loving God. Your year of choosing God. Your year of loving the Lord.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
For your love, Lord. For your love, Lord. For your love, Lord. Direct our hearts into your love, Lord. Help us to love you in the year 2016 with all our hearts, with all our soul, with all our mind, with all our strength, in the name of Jesus.
My God.
Lord, your children are calling upon you.
Yes.
That, Lord, you will share your blood across our heart, the Spirit of God, for us to love you, to love you, to love you, to love you. Help us to love you. Help us to love you, oh God. Help us to love you, oh God. What a year to love you, my God, as we are about to cross over into the year 2016. We are pleading, oh God. We are crying unto you, oh God.
Yes.
That, Father, you help us to love you in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
That you help us to love you, oh God.
Jesus.
That you help us to love you, oh God.
Jesus.
Without your directions, we can't love you.
Jesus.
Direct our hearts into your love, Jesus.
Jesus.
Direct our hearts into your love, Jesus.
Jesus.
Direct our hearts into your love, Jesus.
Jesus.
Let nothing steal our love from you, oh God. Let nothing steal our love from you, oh God. May we love you in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
May we genuinely love you, oh God. Love you, oh God. Love your servants, O God. Love the lost, O God. Love your people, O God. In the name of Jesus, we are calling unto you, Jesus. We are calling unto you, Jesus. Let our hearts be filled with the love of God. In the name of Jesus, we are praying, O God.
Yes.
Asking you for your love.
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 My God.
May we triumphantly move into 2016. Loving you every day. Loving you every morning. Loving you in the evening. Loving you in the afternoon. Loving you more than ourselves, Lord. Loving you, O God. Loving you, O God. Loving you, O God. Loving you, O God. Mikoski Kahaya. Mandole Mesheta. Rabateke Shika.
1 minute.
Manocha Kusa. Apali Andale. E Koloma Mashunda.
Jesus. Jesus.
Your love, God.
Jesus.
Your love, God. Your love,
Jesus.
God. Your love, God.
Jesus.
Loving you, my Jesus.
Jesus.
Loving you, my God.
We
loving
are taking hold of your throne.
My God, shekeleba.
Taking hold of your throne. We
love
to know you.
We
want to hold you, Lord.
We
want to follow you.
We
want to serve you.
Nandala basha.
Oh, cut our hearts.
Pataya baha,
Patabaya
ha, Pataya baha,
Paya,
hey, Shana Makata, Liba Tayamaha, Liba Tamaya, Liba Tamayamaha,
your love, God,
your love,
Jesus,
your love, God, your love, God.
We are crossing into 2016. Lift your hand, commit yourself into God's hand, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus,
Jesus,
Jesus,
Jesus,
Jesus,
Jesus,
we have entered,
your love, God.
Enter, loving God, following God, serving Him, coming close to God,
yes, Lord,
never shut up, Baba,
yes, Lord,
my God, cast a limo,
yes, Lord, make a boil.
It's a new year.
Yes.
A year of loving
yes.
God. A year
yes.
of following Him.
Yeah.
A year of serving
yeah.
Him. A year
yeah.
that belongs to our God.
Yeah.
We are in His hands.
Yeah.
A supernatural God. A supernatural life.
Yes.
Yes.
Directed by His
yes.
power.
Yes.
Directed by
yes.
His mercy.
Yes.
Directed
yes.
by His grace.
Yes.
Yes.
Completely
yes.
in His hands.
Yes,
yes, yes. yes, yes.
Yeah.
Manifestations of
yeah.
God's power.
Yeah.
Manifestations of His love.
Yeah.
Manifestations
yeah.
of His mercy.
Kayaba
sotala bakabaranda.
Atema
Kayaba lava bandele.
Atema
ba shandala baba.
Atema
yo. Atema yo.
Atema yo.
Kayaba baba.
Atema yo.
We enter the new year
yes.
in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
We enter this new year.
Yes.
We declare that it's a good
yes.
year.
Yes,
a year of following
yes,
God.
Yes,
a year
Lord.
Of the blessing
yes,
of knowing the
yeah.
one who died for us.
Yeah.
A year of getting closer.
Yeah.
Whatever it takes, Lord, to be closer to you. By the end of 2016, we will experience this love. Thank you for your blessing and your power that is manifested in our lives. We give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you thanks. Lift your hand and thank God for a better year than 2015. 2016 is better than 2015. 2016 is better than 2015. The power of God on your life. The change of God on your life. The change of God on your life. 2016 is better than 2015. As far as you are concerned. As far as you are concerned. The grace of God. The help of God. All things working together for good. In the name of Jesus. Man, just stand out of a
Oh
yes.
Yes, Lord. Hey, Mahanda Bahaya. Rina Masoko Habaya. Lift
your hands. Lift your hands.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Lift your hands.
Jesus, Jesus.
We surrender, Lord. Our lives into your care. For 2016.
Yes, Lord.
We are under your covering.
Yes, Lord.
What is the hope?
Yes, Lord.
Of a cow,
hey,
walking from Tamale,
hey,
to Accra,
hey,
without a shepherd.
Hey,
Lord, you are our shepherd.
Hey,
the Lord is my shepherd.
Hey,
the Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. The Lord is my shepherd. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
For the blessing.
Oh.
Of having you,
oh,
as our great,
oh,
wonderful,
oh,
shepherd.
Kebahaya.
Thank you for a new year.
Thank you, Lord.
That has better things.
Hey.
That speaks better things.
Yes.
That predicts better things.
Yes.
We shall be here at the,
yes,
end of 2016.
Yes.
We are not going to die in 2016.
Yes.
We shall live and declare the good works,
yes,
of the Lord.
Yes.
2016, yes, is not, yes, a year, yes, that you, yes, will die.
Kondama.
It's a year that you will live,
hey,
and praise God and serve God.
Jesus.
It's a year that you will love God. It's a year that you will get closer to God.
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Every fear,
yes,
every fear of the,
yes,
unknown,
yes,
fear of tomorrow,
yes,
fear of 2016,
Papataya,
fear of the future,
hey, hey,
we cast it now in Jesus' name. We release the blessing and the help of God,
yes,
into your life.
Yes.
You are going to do well in,
yes,
2016.
Yes.
You will not be afraid anymore.
Yes, yes.
For the Lord is your,
yes,
strength.
Yes.
The Lord is your shepherd.
Yes.
The Lord is the help,
yes,
of your life,
yes,
in 2016. In Jesus' name.
In the name of Jesus.
Give the Lord a shout of hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Wow. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Wow. Angels are moving on our behalf in the atmosphere. We don't need knockout to know whether it's a new year. Angels are already moving into place. They have been informed that this is a better year than last year. Whatever you couldn't do in 2015, this is 2016 and you are entering into it. In Jesus' name. Amen. Yes. Wow. Now, to love God is very, very important. Amen. Now, one of the things that you will do when you are loving God is to be close to the person. You see, when you are in love with somebody, you become close to the person. Now, closeness to God is very important. Why is closeness to God important? Because I am the vine and you are the branches. The hope of the vine and the success of the vine is not, and the branches, is not in the branches being educated or the branches coming from a good home. The best thing that a branch needs is to be close and very connected to the vine. Closeness is one of the greatest secrets of flourishing and prospering. People don't know this. Loving somebody makes you close to the person. It's not easy to say that you love somebody who you are not close to. Or you love somebody dearly and you are not close to the person. In fact, when there is a couple and they are no more close,
you can virtually conclude that they are no more in love as they used to be. Yes. Yeah. Closeness and being in love is almost the same thing. When we are no more close, we are no more loving ourselves. So that is how you even know that a couple is falling away out of love, is that they are no more close. This one is here, this one is there. And they are no more close in so many things, even in their minds. Yes. It's a sign, the love. And you can tell somebody whom you are in love with by the person that you are close to. You know, what is the hope of a cow walking from Bogatanga to Accra, separated from his shepherd? Before he gets to Tamale, he will turn into a kebab. Is it not true? What is the hope of a cow with big horns walking from Sokoto to Lagos? Do you know Sokoto? In the north of Nigeria. You are walking down to Lagos without a shepherd. You are joking. Your hope is in staying close to the shepherd and watching where he's moving, and not staying as far as you can be. What is the hope of a tree that is far from the river? Your closeness to the river and not your education or your height is what is important. What does the Bible say? A tree planted by the rivers of water. You should go to Riverside and have a look at that place and see the Psalm 1 being fulfilled. The trees that are by the rivers, it is the closeness to the river that brings prosperity to the tree. And you are a tree of righteousness, the planting of the Lord. Your closeness to the river is your great secret. That's your secret. You are looking for secret. That's the secret, is the closeness. People who have a little more, you see, you don't learn this in school. But the truth of the matter is that those who were close to the president when he was made president, they prospered because they were close to him. If you were his friend and he knew you, it's not now you are going to start making friends. Oh, you remember me? Oh. Those who were close, that was their secret. That was the secret. That was the secret. Those who are close to Bill Gates, they are all billionaires. That's the secret. Your closeness is your secret. And closeness is a fruit of love. Love makes you close to somebody. When you don't like the person, you stay far. You stay at your distance. Keep your distance. Charlie, look, stay. Look, I don't want to see that guy. Let him be outside. Oh, they should be at where they are. I don't want to see that one. Your distance reflects your love and reflects your future. Yeah. That is why those who endear themselves and decide to be close have understood one of the greatest secrets of prosperity. What is a branch? Jesus said, I am the vine, you are the branches. What are the branches? The branches, the primary branches, are the apostles of the church. Firstly, apostles. The secondary branches are the prophets. And the prophets, he said, by a prophet I brought Israel out of Egypt, and by a prophet I delivered them. Thirdly, the tertiary branches will be the pastors and so on. And then the rest of us come. The leaves and the twigs. Yes. What is your future? Your future is in being as close as possible and connected as possible to the vine, which is Jesus, then to his apostles, Because God has set in the church, firstly apostles, secondarily prophets. The secondary branches are prophets. The tertiary branches are the pastors and evangelists and so on, teachers. And then you come to the little twigs and leaves. Your future is in your closeness. Your closeness to the river. The closeness to the river, the anointing. Your closeness to the gift. That's where the future is. You look closely and you see those who are prospered. It's not by school. It's not by education. It's by so many other things. Who was the closest to Professor Mills when he died? The vice president. He became the president. I don't think he's ever wanted to be president. And is that the impression I get? But he's just being close have made him a president. Yeah. And all the people who were close to him when he was nothing or when he was whatever, all of those people have also become whatever. That is the thing, not their education. Your closeness to the thing is a feature of your love and is the secret of flourishing if you are in the house of God. Yes. It's not about the things that you think they are. You say people have all those things. What do they have? You say you are a lawyer. You see a lot of lawyers walking. Yeah. Makola and all those people. You see them walking. Or doctor or this or that or that or whatever. When God places you near something and you can see. Look, all cities are built around rivers. The people of ancient times knew that the life of their livelihood, their life depend on their closeness to the river. So cities are built around rivers. Almost every famous city you know has a fantastic river going through it. And the life started around the river. Cairo, the River Nile, and all the rivers, even in Ghana. Trifoprasu. It means the three people who live on the River Pra. Trifu. Praso, the three people who live on the River Pra. That's what it means. Yeah. Your closeness to the river is the secret of your flourishing. Nothing else. God has made you weak. He has made you a sheep. And your future is depending on your shepherd. That's why I said, the Lord is my shepherd. I'm cool. I shall not want in this life. What is the hope of a cow going from Sokoto to Lagos and trying to transit through Lagos to Accra? No, I'm asking you, what is the hope of this cow? It's transiting through Lagos to Accra. There is no hope. But we have been made sheep. Your closeness to your shepherd. If you are part of the flock, and you are, let's say, in this large auditorium here, and you are near the back, when a lion is coming, it's going to come to the back because he will come from the outside. And you have made yourself a permanent back seater. He's going to pick one of you and go out. We won't even know what has happened. So when you make yourself far, and you say, in our culture, you don't come close. When your father is there, you don't speak. In our culture, your culture is bad. Your culture is bad. Just set it aside. There are a lot of bad cultures. You throw it away. Yeah. I don't have a funeral culture. I have to attend this funeral, It's not part of my culture. It's against my tradition. Yeah. I don't believe in that. Go on so many funerals. Every Friday you'll be going for a funeral. No. Your uncle's neighbor's sister's wife. Choose your culture very well. Are you listening to me? Yeah. Loving God is the same as being close to the person. When your love is intense, your closeness is intense. Yes. Closeness. Very close. Very tight. When the love is less, the tightness is less and loose and loose and loose. Yeah. And you see that they are in different rooms now. And then different houses. And different cities. Different countries. Different continents. And it's over. Are you listening to me? Yeah. Love God and be close. Vine, primary branches, which are what? Apostles. Secondary branches, which are what? Prophets. Tertiary branches, which are what? Pastors and teachers. And then what? Twigs and leaves, which are what? Us. What is our future? To be close. The closer you are, the greater your future. Yeah. If you like, you can write it down. The closer you are, you see, look at me. Every country has one or two rivers. So it's not like there's a river everywhere. That's how wealth is. Wealth is not everywhere. God created this one to be wealthy. This one, your closeness to that person is actually your source of prosperity. It's like anointing. It's not everybody who has a big apostolic anointing or a big anointing for something. It's your closeness. God picks. Okay, you have one river, two rivers, three, like that. Your closeness to it is your secret to doing well. I hope you've listened to what I'm saying. Another secret of loving God, hallelujah, are you there? Is to love His voice. Amen. Songs of Solomon chapter 2. The voice of my beloved. Behold, he cometh leaping upon the mountains, skipping upon the hills. My beloved spake to me and said unto me, rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away. Hey, the voice of my beloved. When you love somebody, you will be waiting for the person's call. Is it not true? You'll be holding your phone to see, has there been a call? Have I missed any call? And you'll be checking, is it on silent by mistake? Is it not true? Like, maybe I put it on silent, I didn't realize I put it on silent. Because I've not had any call from my beloved, from the one I love. I want to hear that voice. There is no topic. All the topics have been exhausted, but you still want to hear the voice. Hey. And what I'm saying is mysterious. That's why this is a church for young, but the older people, they've forgotten all these kind of things. The old people, they don't understand this kind of, when I give this example, they'll be looking at me, oh, man. I know, these are kind of young people, you know, whatever. Hey. I say, those of us who are young, we will be expecting calls. Are you expecting calls? Of course. You will hear the call you are expecting to hear in Jesus' name. Yeah. The voice of my beloved. The lovely voice of God. When you love God, you will love His voice. When He speaks to you, you will search for Him. Lord, just speak to me. Just speak. I just want to hear your wonderful voice. Say something, anything. And if you've ever experienced the voice of God and the effect of His voice, how it changes your life. Yes. It changes your life. When the Lord said to me, give thyself wholly to these things. In 1991. Give thyself wholly. Leave everything and give thyself wholly. That thy profiting may appear to all. That was the lovely voice of God. That has brought me to here. Since then I've given myself wholly. I don't do any other work. Apart from His work. You will hear that lovely voice. I said, you will hear that lovely voice. And that lovely voice is going to lead you into His will. The lovely voice of God. Sing it.
I waited on the Lord to hear His gentle voice, for guidance and direction, which way to go.
Which way to go?
I opened up my heart to know the perfect will of God. His will is what I want, His perfect will. As I spend so many hours in the presence of the Lord, I calmed down and began to hear His voice. The lovely voice of God, Your tender voice revealing the mysteries of Your will. At the crossroads of my life, no other voice compares to Yours. It's the sweetest sound my heart has ever heard.
The lovely voice of God.
The lovely voice of God.
The voice of my beloved. The voice of my beloved.
The Spirit entered into me when He spake to me. The words He spoke to me, they were spirits, they were life. The visions and dreams, oh how they turned my life around and brought direction for my ministry. As I rose up from my knees, there was a mantle now on me. I have found grace for mighty works, and I will never, never be the same. The lovely voice of God,
the voice,
Your tender voice revealing the mysteries of Your will. At the crossroads of my life, no other voice compares to Yours. It's the sweetest sound my heart has ever heard.
The sweetest sound.
The lovely voice of God. The lovely voice of God.
Telling you where to go.
Your tender voice revealing mysteries of Your will.
At the crossroads.
At the crossroads of my life, no other voice compares. Oh no, it's the sweetest sound my heart has ever heard. The lovely voice of God.
The voice of my beloved. The voice of my beloved. The voice of my
the
beloved.
The lovely voice of God.
May you hear that voice. That voice will guide you and bring you to what you cannot do for yourself, what you cannot say for yourself, and what you cannot build for yourself. The voice of God will do that for you. Hallelujah. And loving God, you are also going to be delighted and excited. You see, we crack jokes that, oh, when you are older, it's like you are cooler. But unfortunately, it also depicts and seems to say that we are not so keen on God or excited anymore about our love for God. As the apple tree among the trees of the wood, so is my beloved among the sons. I sat down under his shadow with great delight, and his fruit was sweet to my taste. He brought me to his banqueting house, and his banner over me was his love. Stay with me, flagons. Comfort me with apples, for I am sick of love. I told you that we were mad in the church. Hey, I am sick of love. His left hand is under my head, and his right hand doth embrace me. Delight. Excitement. Yes. You can jump in a disco and a nightclub, but you cannot jump in the house of God. I question you. I question your love. Yeah. We are excited to be in the house of God. And unfortunately, you cannot come and dampen our happiness with your moodiness and your bad attitude towards God. No. All we say is, excuse me, I need to praise my God. Excuse me. Turn to your neighbor and say, excuse me if I bother you in any way, but I mean, I need to serve my God and I need to be happy with my God. Hallelujah. Are you excited about that? Yeah. Wow. So God is expecting us this year to become excited about him. Never say it's childish. Yes. When you see us jumping, don't say it's childish. You have backslidden. You are no more excited. Yes. You are no more excited about God. You are excited about other things. If Ghana plays and Ghana scores a goal, you will hear the whole of Accra shouting. Grown-ups, grown-ups. And when you hear the word of God, why shouldn't we be excited? Somebody came to the First Love Church and said, they shout too much. Who is that? Locate the dangerous person and drive him out. Say, we are shouting too much. Your mouth like shouting. You know something? We must protect our excitement for God. Because at a point, if you don't take care, everybody is inhibited. Everybody becomes cool. It's like, Charlie, take your time and don't look too excited and don't be too immature. And gradually, the whole church changes and becomes one formality of dead worship. No happiness. No excitement about God. No misha in the church. I told you that story, isn't it? Should I tell you the story again? I went to a certain country. I think it was one of these Scandinavian countries. And I was with a pastor. And the pastor had not been to Ghana for some years. But he used to listen to some of the messages and watch some of the things on the internet. And he was sitting by me and said, you know, if I was to come to Ghana to stay in Ghana, I would join Lighthouse. He said, because there is minsha in the church. There is minsha in the church. Minsha. Minsha. Explain to your neighbor, your Ewe or Ashanti neighbor who doesn't understand minsha. Explain it to him that this is the meaning of minsha. Minsha. How do you say I'm full in Ghana? I'm full. Nto. Ah, okay. Eshe. Eshe me.
Eshe me. So your me has she. It's like minsha means it's like my inside is full. Like the joy inside me, it has gotten to the brim. It is full.
Wow. You will be happy this year.
Amen.
You will be happy this year.
Amen.
And some of you will get married this year.
Amen.
White dresses, you'll be wearing it. Some people think you are ugly, but you go first before they come. You have to marry before they come. You watch and see. Those who think they are pretty, they will watch and they will see you passing by. In Jesus' name! The prophecy you believe is the prophecy that will happen practically in your life. Yes. I have also spoken by the prophets and used similitudes and multiplied dreams by the ministry of the prophets. Amen. I've multiplied visions and used similitudes by the ministry of the prophet. The prophet speaks with similitudes. Similar. You see how this will how be this. You see how this is how. And he says, I have also spoken by the prophets and multiplied visions and used similitudes by the ministry of the prophets. So that is why I say to you, you see this is how it will be for you. I'm showing you a similarity between your life and that thing that is going to happen. I have also spoken by the prophets and multiplied visions and used similitudes by the ministry of the prophets. Receive your portion in Jesus' name. Amen. Are you going to love God?
Yes.
Are you sure you're going to love the Lord?
Yes.
Oh, are you going to be excited about the Lord?
Yes.
What do you think it means by loving the Lord your God with your soul? Your soul is where your feelings are. God likes people who have feelings. People who move. Ease and grace. Hey, yeah, that was what of them is ease and grace. What is ease and grace? Ease and grace, not stubborn. Yeah. Not stiff necked. Yeah. Ease. Ease. Touch your neighbor and see whether there's some ease. Power steering. We need power steering in the church. Hey. Some of you are not used to this. You are grown ups, you see. You see now. You came to the wrong church. We have so many, but there's one just here. There's one just here. You should have gone there. Don't come here and disturb us. Touch your neighbor and see whether the power steering is working. Flow. Wow. And finally, we are going to love God by doing what? So many things to love God with. By keeping his commandments. Yeah. Do what he says. John 14:21. He that has my commandments. That's how to obey. How to love God. He that has my commandments and keepeth them. Obey God this year. This is how you can love God. By obeying him. Yes. One of my friends, he was at a point my best friend. Some people were worrying him in his house. He was in Achimota school. And he told them, stop it. But they wouldn't stop it. And they continue. He said, I said, I don't like what you are doing. Stop it. They didn't stop it. For the third time. He said, what you are doing, it doesn't harm you, but it harms me. I said, I don't like it. Stop it. He didn't stop it. Then he turned to him and he said, Satan, get thee behind me. You see, when you do something that somebody doesn't like, it really aggravates the person. And usually when you are doing something, like even when you are pressing somebody, you feel the pressure, but he doesn't feel that pressure. Yes. Because you are feeling the sensation, but that person is not feeling it. Doesn't know what he's feeling. When it comes to God, all right, God has said what he feels. When you obey him, that's how he feels. He becomes happy. He feels that's the sign that you love me. Yeah, that's the sign that you love me. Just do what he says. And as far as God is concerned, there are things he has said. This is what he likes. One day, one of our church members got married. And the husband said that he wants to eat bat soup. Bat soup. Do you know bats? They are 37. The bats that fly. He said, that is the stew that I want to eat. Bat stew. It will be in the soup like that. And the wife said she cannot do it. You see, you should have checked before you married this guy. Because no matter how we talked with him, he said that that is the stew that I want. And what somebody likes, you cannot define for me what I should like. You cannot tell me what to like. You cannot make me like what you like. You like banku and okro. Some people, too, when they see banku and okro, it looks like something. I don't want to say it. Yes. Should I say what it looks like to the people? Yes. So what is fantastic to you is not nice to somebody. Some food looks like something. I don't want to say it. When you see it looking over there, should I say what it looks like? When it's brown, color brown. But that is what somebody likes, and you cannot force somebody to like what you like. One day I met a sister. She went in with her company to America, England, and came back. When she came back, she had lost weight. So why? So she has been fasting. Why? Because she didn't get banku to eat in America and all these places. That is, she cannot eat bread. She cannot eat bread. She cannot eat all these rice. She needs to eat banku. So she became lean. Ghana girls. What I'm trying to point out to you is that what somebody likes, somebody may not like. What is your wonderful thing? Somebody sees it as something brownish. So what God has told us, that this is what he likes, just accept it. Just accept it. He has told us that a soul, he said, What shall it profit you if you gain the whole world and you lose a soul? It's like the whole world is not worth just one soul. And that's why Jesus died for just a few people who would accept him. He was prepared to die for them. The whole world received him, but as many as received him. And now look, the world is shrinking in the places that would even receive Christ. But still, Jesus died. Yes. You cannot choose for God what he likes. He has chosen what he likes. If it's the bat, bankum, whatever, this is what he says he likes. Accept it and do just that particular one that he likes. And that is all. So he that has my commandment and keepeth my commandment, he it is that loveth me. And he that loves me shall be loved of by my Father. And I myself will love him and manifest myself to him. The one who does what I say. That's why I'm doing what I'm doing. Because I believe that it is my way of also loving God. Because I can't see him. And this is what, how I can love him. I can be excited about him. Love his voice. And keep his commandments. This is the way I can love God. And that's the way you must also love God. Yes. And this year, I promise you, as you fall in love with him, as you fall, allow yourself to learn about God. And allow yourself to become close to God. But I don't know how to be close to God. If you seek him, you will find him. If you knock, he will answer. If you ask, he will give to you. Draw nigh to me and I will draw nigh to you. You don't draw nigh, how will he be near to you? Draw nigh to God. Yes. All the things you are seeking for, they are things that really, if you have it in a certain way, they have to be given to you. You don't seek them. You won't get it. Look, I've been a pastor for 25 years, so the same church. I've watched and watched and watched and watched and watched and watched. It's just circles. People are going around in circles. Yeah. Many lay pastors, at the end, they say, hey, you know, Charlie, let me just work for the Lord. I've tried everything. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is our year of loving God. And as you love him, expect him to manifest himself. Yeah. Anytime you see an onapos, and you need to keep that word because an onapos is, you having, what is an onapos? Onapo. It's like, you won't even get. Eye has not seen. Ear has not heard. It has not even entered your heart. Obey. It's an onapos. You will see many onaposes this year. In Jesus' name. Wow. What a blessing. I'm restrained. I wish I would tell you 25 things that my eye never saw, my ear never heard, but God manifested to me. Yes, I wish I would tell you. But you have to just accept the message without windows. Yes. Lest somebody will use my example out of context. But that is a blessing for you. Let's love the Lord. Are you going to love the Lord? Yeah. You see, you are young enough to love the Lord. When you are a bit older, Onake, oh, Chucky, do you get what I'm saying? You are becoming bitter. So many things have made you bitter in life. Yes, you become bitter. How many have read that sometimes the older people, they look a little bitter? Huh? You've seen it? Yeah. So now that you are fresh and young, love the Lord. Yeah, and God is going to bless you. We will not pray for things, so certain things. No, watch it. You will not pray, it will be your life. I say you will not pray about it. I say you will not pray about it. It will be given to you in Jesus' name. Stand to your feet, everybody. Close your eyes, everybody, for one moment. If you are here tonight, maybe somebody invited you to church. but you don't know Jesus as your Savior. You want to say, Pastor, I want to give my life to God. I want to give my life to Jesus. I don't know who you are, but tonight, this is the first day of the year, and this is the best thing you can do to give your life to Jesus Christ. What a way to start a new year. To say, Jesus, I want to come into your... I want Jesus to come into my life, and I want to change my life, give my heart to God today. Maybe you don't go to church. Maybe you go to church, but you yourself know that you are far from God. But tonight, you want to say, Jesus, I want to give my life to Jesus Christ. And I don't want to go to hell. Because God has two sides. Today you are seeing love, but tomorrow there will be judgment. Tonight, as every head is bowed and every eye closed, if you are here, you want to say, Pastor, please pray with me. I want to give my life to God on this Thursday of the new year and start this new year with Jesus as my Savior. I want to go to heaven. Pastor, pray with me. Help me to know God tonight. If you are here like that, just lift up your right hand where you are standing and I'm going to pray with you. God bless you. Lift it up high. So many hands. Pastor, pray with me. I want to give my life to Jesus today. I don't want to go to hell. I want God to come into my life, change me, save me. Then your hand must be up. I am not begging you. I am offering you. You either take it or you leave it. It's your choice. Jesus is knocking at the door of your heart. If you open, he will come in, change your life, sup with you, and wash you with his blood. Tonight, if you want Jesus, your hand must be up. This is your last chance. God bless you. God bless you. I see all your hands. If you have lifted your hand, you want to give your life to God, to Jesus today, I want you to, with your hand lifted up, walk to me in the front here. Just come. Come to me in the front here. I want to pray with you. Just walk to the front and stand here. Stand right here. Come. I want to give my life to God today, the first day of the new year. I don't want to go to hell. Come on, my friend. Surrender all to Jesus. Lord, to thee, my blessed Savior. All right. Come, and quickly if you are coming. All right. Close your eyes, everybody. I'm giving you the last chance. If you are here tonight, you know that if you die tomorrow or you die within the first 3 months of this year, you are not sure whether you go to heaven or hell. Then tonight, I am giving you the last chance to lift up your hand and give your life to Jesus. Maybe you are a Christian, but not a good Christian. You are not sure, but today you want to settle everything. Then lift your hand and come to me in the front. Quickly, come. Come. Maybe you didn't come the first time, but come now. Come. Come. God bless you. God bless you. Come on, I'm waiting for you. I surrender. Jesus is calling you. All to thee. lift your hands like this and say this prayer with me. Everyone, also lift your hand. Everyone join in and let's all say, close your eyes. Close your eyes. Say, Jesus, thank you for tonight. Oh God, I'm sorry for my sins. Oh Jesus, have mercy on me. Tonight, I give my heart to Jesus. I am turning around from my sins, from my wicked ways. Oh God, oh God, please forgive me for all the bad things I have done. From tonight, I give my life to Jesus. I give my heart to Jesus. I will serve Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Please write my name. Please write my name in the book of life tonight. I love you, Jesus. I accept you as my Savior and my Lord. Please write my name in the book of life. From tonight, I'm turning around from my bad ways to Jesus Christ. Oh God, help me to serve you from today, 1st January 2016. I belong to Jesus and I will serve Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for saving me today. I love you. I thank you, Jesus Christ, for what you have done for me today. Now, lift your right hand like this. Say after me, Satan. Satan. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke you. I refuse you. Satan, from today, I will not follow you again. Satan, from today, I will not obey you again. I belong to Jesus Christ. Lift your two hands. Say, thank you, Jesus, for saving me today. I love you, Jesus. From today, I'm following you. I will be close to you. And I will love you. Thank you, Jesus, for hearing my prayer today. Please register me tonight. My name is, mention your name. My name is, please write this name. Please write my name in the book of life tonight. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
We believe you have been blessed by the preaching of God's word. For audio CDs, DVDs, books, and other resources by Dykewood Mills, please visit our website at www.dykewoodmills.org. God richly bless you.